What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties. Buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who's ready to beat Mix? I know I sure am, because we made it. It's Friday.
Friday, motherfucking Friday. Everybody's ready for the weekend.
It's Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend.
Danny and Taryn are jumping. Just sad jump. Oh, Taryn's kicking now.
She's putting the high kicks in.
Did you stretch? And now she's sitting down. She hurt herself.
I think I pulled a muscle on both sides.
I was going to say, you sat down quick after you started kicking those legs up.
Yeah, how you doing?
I'm not as limber as I once was, Sarah.
Yeah, you can't just bust out being a teenage cheerleader again. It's been a few years. You just turned 40.
It was more of the Cotton Eye Joe, like, sidekicks, not really a high kick.
You can still pull something doing that, though. Let's get to Michael from Gig Harbor. Michael, are you there? Whoa, Michael, are you there? You sound underwater.
Got a problem with my phone. Are you there?
Yes. Can you hear us?
Okay, yeah, I'm here.
Oh, you sound better now. All right, Steve, get out of here.
Let's go.
For those playing at home, Michael has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you'll only get 3 guesses per question. Wait, Michael, what were you doing at 5:40 yesterday? Were you listening to the men's room?
I was making carne asada for dinner.
Oh, but you did not hear the cheat sheet, did you?
No, I did not.
Ooh, okay. Hopefully that doesn't matter. Well, are you ready?
Yes.
The Microsoft headquarters are located in what Washington city?
Redmond.
Correct. What was the first color film to win an Academy Award for Best Picture?
Gone with the Wind.
Yes. What computer virus replicates itself and uses up all the processing space?
A worm.
Correct. What singer recently collaborated with Oreo to make a new flavor of cookie?
I saw the commercial. Post Malone.
Yes. What 2006 home video game console pioneered the use of motion sensors?
Xbox.
No.
PlayStation.
No.
Wii.
Yes. The Duolingo mascot is what kind of bird?
Bat.
Who played Jed in the 80s movie Red Dawn?
The Matthew Broderick Ferris Bueller girl. I forgot her.
Pass?
Leah Thompson.
No. What U.S.
Jennifer Grey.
No. What U.S. state is nicknamed the Mountain State?
Pass.
Michael, you were on a roll there.
He was on fire.
You got 5 correct.
Oh, man. You said the new Red Dawn, not the old Red Dawn, right?
The old, the 80s one.
Oh. Okay, yeah, I don't know.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I can see her face, just not her name.
Don't say it.
Don't say it.
Don't say it. He's here.
Steve's here. And I think you might be thinking of the wrong face, but we'll see. Steve, are you ready?
Yes!
The Microsoft headquarters are located in what Washington city?
Redmond.
You know it. What was the first color film to win an Academy Award for Best Picture?
Wizard of Oz?
No.
Rocky?
No. You wish.
Streetcar Named Desire?
No. Which computer virus replicates itself and uses up all processing space?
What?
Which computer virus replicates itself and uses up all processing
Phishing.
Space? No.
Malware?
No.
Syphilis.
No. What singer recently collaborated with Oreo to make a new flavor of cookie?
Kind of want to try it. It's Post Malone.
Yup.
Looks good.
It does. What 2006 home video game console pioneered the use of motion sensors?
Nintendo.
No.
Nintendo Wii.
There we go. The Duolingo mascot is what kind of bird?
A parrot.
No.
A cockatoo.
No.
A toucan.
No. Who played Jed in the 80s movie Red Dawn?
Patrick Swayze?
Wow, yes. What U.S. state is nicknamed the Mountain State?
Colorado.
No.
Montana.
No.
Spokane.
No. Steve.
Oh, boy.
You got 4 correct, which is a loss. 5-4. Wow. Michael, let's go.
Yes.
Wow.
He didn't even need the cheat sheet for that win.
He got all the cheat sheet questions right.
I clearly did need the cheat sheet to win.
You did. He knew the first color film to win an Academy Award for Best Picture was Gone with the Wind.
I should have just guessed that.
You would have. I don't think you would have ever guessed that. He also knew a computer virus replicates itself and uses up all processing space is a worm.
Oh.
Well, I would not have.
I had better shot at getting Gone with the Wind than a worm.
Taryn, do you know the Duolingo mascot? Is what kind of bird?
Owl?
It is. And Steve, I was impressed that you knew all those birds, though. And does anyone know the U.S. state nickname the Mountain State?
Nope.
North Dakota?
It's West Virginia.
That's it.
Well, congrats on...
Oh, because of the Mountaineers.
Oh, well, there you go. Connect those dots, Steve.
Well, congrats on losing.
The Daily Migs Show.
There is a horse that is currently viral on TikTok. And it's a headbanging racehorse by the name of Pretty, who apparently loves heavy metal and a whole lot more.
Okay, I'm curious what songs really get the horse going.
Yeah.
The Slayer?
The owner talks about it.
Metal was her, like, go-to headbanging music, and she loves it. Yeah, I looked to my barn manager. I said, do you see what she's doing? We turn the music off. She stops. She always is. It's incredible. No matter what song we play, slow jams, she's slow, heavy songs, she's going with the beat.
I'm curious if these... Are they playing mostly heavy metal, or did that just like pop up in the playlist randomly and it started happening?
Well, I'm getting the vibe that they must be fans of rock music just in general. And then they're playing it and noticing the horse over there is just kind of like feeling it and grooving to it as well. Is it exciting? Because I know I recently talked about how exciting it was when Tatum showed interest in listening to Green Day in the car.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like kind of air drumming and rocking out. I'm like, this is a great moment. Like this is, I wonder if it's the same for like a pet owner. All of a sudden your horse is just kind of jamming out to Metallica.
What is your favorite headbanging song, Steve?
Ooh.
From the metal world?
My favorite headbanging? That's a hard question to answer.
What's a song that you enjoy headbanging to?
Well, I mean, we just recently talked about it earlier this week with Judas Priest's Painkiller.
That's a great
one. Because of the drumming. It's just so freaking aggressive
and
heavy.
Yeah.
But yeah, any Metallica. Honestly, especially the first 4 records from Metallica, I always have a hard time picking which one's my all-time favorite. I bounce around from all 4 of them. Like at 1 minute, I'm like full on Injustice for All. Next minute, I'm all about Master of Puppets, Ride the Lightning, or Kill 'Em All.
I definitely have one, funny enough, and it's Nirvana's Smells Like Teen Spirit. Because when I was in 7th grade, didn't really know a ton of rock at the time.
Uh-huh.
We used to have school dances, and I knew I liked rock, but I just didn't know a lot of rock bands. So they would randomly play Smells Like Teen Spirit at our 7th grade school dance, and we formed a headbanging circle. And we would just headbang in the middle instead of like freak dancing. It was like we were headbanging, and my neck was...
The teachers were just like, what is going on around
here? Oh, man. Everyone hated us, especially all the people like Sarah who wanted to listen to all the hip-hop and R&B stuff. They were like, what is this trash? And we were just like, yeah, headbanging! And ever since then, I just love headbanging to that song.
So whenever you hear that song, you're just feeling it.
Just want to headbang.
I always have really enjoyed headbanging to Cemetery Gates by Pantera.
That's a good pick.
Like when it really kicks in, that's the one that like that'll give me a bang over. Like when you headbang too hard.
Bang over.
When you headbang too hard.
To be honest with you though, nowadays without any hair, being follically challenged like I am, I don't really headbang that much. It's not as much fun when you're bald. It's more like when you're bald, it's more like you're kind of like doing like this, shaking like a bug off your face. That kind of thing. Like, you know, I don't even know how to describe it. Like, you don't want to bang your head because there's no hair. It's not as much fun.
But I feel like it'd be a lot easier on your neck.
In what way?
Like, because you don't have like the weight of your hair, you know.
How much does your hair weigh?
I have no idea.
Should we weigh you now, shave your head, and weigh you again? That's the only way we can find out.
Yes. Okay. For research, we have to do this.
Somebody said Motorhead, 100%.
Oh, yeah.
Rob Zombie. Yeah. Someone said that horse's favorite band is definitely Slipknot.
The Daily Migs Show.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rockaholics, this morning we want to know, when did things take a drastic turn for the better?
Oh.
Yeah.
Not for the worse.
Not for the worse. We don't want to hear the sad stories. We want to hear the good stories, the reversal of fortune.
Yes, it's a Friday. Don't bring us down.
Doesn't the men's room does positive Friday. We could have a little positive Friday action. The reason we're asking about this drastic turn for the better in your life is because a man from Illinois won a $1 million lottery jackpot from a scratch ticket 3 days after breaking up with his girlfriend.
So did he dump her? Or, you know what I mean? Like, you kind of want to know, like, why did they break up? Was it, like, because he just finally hit his breaking point? Like, I can't do this anymore. Or was he just a douche and he was like, I don't like her anymore. I want to bang this hotter girl at work. I don't know why it's one or the other.
Those are the only two options.
That's the only two options.
Well, apparently he bought one of these Monopoly scratch-off tickets at a Walmart, and after having like a pretty disappointing Valentine's Day, was kind of keeping his fingers crossed, and it turned out it was worth $1 million.
That had
what kind of taxes do you have to pay on that?
You know what's funny is that because we watched that $1 million lottery dream home show, whatever it is, the lottery dream home where like you win the lottery and then you have this guy, David, he kind of helps you find a nice place. And my wife and I were watching it, and the couple won $2 million off of a scratch-off, which made me think, I need to start doing these scratch-off tickets because I never do those. And that was what my wife was wondering, like, I wonder how much of that goes to taxes. I was like, I got to imagine if you won $2 million, maybe you're walking away with like a little, like $1.3 million?
Yeah.
Something like that. So, I mean, you win $1 million. What do you think? Like 600 grand-ish?
I'll take it.
I'm no lottery mathematician. But yeah, I mean, it's still better than nothing.
For sure. So the gentleman that won this money, he told
me. Better than nothing, like $600,000. Yeah. Like, I guess I'll take $600,000.
It's fine.
I guess I could make that work.
He told the reporters that after scratching the winning lot or the winning scratch ticket, he completely panicked because he felt his life change immediately. He almost didn't go to work that day, he said.
Damn. Yeah, I can only imagine. You got all that money now in your pocket. Don't quit.
I quit. No.
You can't quit. I feel like I don't know what the exact dollar amount, you'd have to figure that out with a financial advisor, not us. But like $1 million, I don't think you quit your job.
It definitely is life changing, but yes, that's not necessarily going to set you up for the rest of your life, because it's expensive to live.
Oh, by the end of the night, I've already probably spent all the money. Maybe not physically spent it, but I've already figured out what all that money is going to.
Well, and now, I mean, he doesn't have to share this money with the girl.
I wonder how she feels.
Like, I mean, that's karma, I guess. You know, maybe whatever,
that's what
maybe whatever you did that made him break up with you. Well, that's, maybe he's
I like how we're blaming her. Of course we're not blaming the guy that just got $1 million. We want maybe a little bit of a cut of that.
Well, I don't know. I mean, maybe she was a toxic girlfriend, and now we're just wishing this guy the best with his $1 million.
Do you think if she was like kind of a jerk girlfriend that she's knocking on his door again all of a sudden?
I bet she's knocking on his door regardless. Oh, whether yeah. Whether she was good, bad, whatever. I bet she's like, hey, you want to do a little booty call?
A little dinner? Come on.
Let me just reach into your wallet and see what's in there. So, Rockaholics, we want to know from you, when did things take a drastic turn for the better? What was your reversal of fortune story? 206-803-ROCK.
The Daily Migs Show.
206-803-ROCK. Rockaholics, we want to know this morning, when did things take a drastic turn for the better? What was your reversal of fortune story? 206-803-ROCK. Hoagie in Tacoma. You went to Mayhem Festival and gave a kid a poster, and then what happened?
So there was an autographed Disturbed poster. A former KSW employee hooked me up with tickets to it. So I got an autographed Disturbed poster, got my picture taken with like five of the cast members of Sons of Anarchy.
Oh, nice.
I had rode my motorcycle to the show, so I got this big Disturbed poster, and I'm thinking to myself, it's not going to fit in my saddlebags, and I don't want to get messed up. As I started to roll it up after I let the autographs dry, this kid was kind of walking by. It looked like he was maybe, I don't know, 10 or 12 years old. And he was like, oh, cool. And I followed him, and as soon as he stopped, I tapped him on his shoulder with the poster. I said, hey, man, do you like Disturbed? And he's like, yeah. I said, here, if you want this, you can have it. It's autographed by all of them. He was all stoked. And not 5 minutes later, I was watching Hell Yeah on the second stage and ended up getting a Vinnie Paul drumstick. It was like the closest thing to instant karma I ever experienced.
No pun intended, but hell yeah.
Yeah, that is awesome.
Exactly.
Dude, that's badass. And that fits in a saddlebag a lot easier than a poster.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
so how old do you think this kid is today, and do you think he probably listens to KISW?
I would have to think he's probably, oh gosh, I don't even know what year that was. Sons of Anarchy was really big at the time.
It's got to be over 10 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And do you still have the drumstick? Do you still have the drumstick?
I do. A friend of mine bought me a shadow box.
Nice.
That I keep all my drumsticks and guitar picks in. It was like one of the best birthday presents I ever got because it kind of helps me keep all my memorabilia organized.
Who else have you collected drumsticks and picks from?
I've got, speaking of Vinnie Paul, I've got Dimebag and Rex picks from Pantera. One of my most prized possessions is a Danny Carey drumstick I got from Lollapalooza 97, the year that Snoop Dogg played right before Tool.
That's awesome.
I've got, not in that because it wouldn't fit, but in a separate display case, I've got a Scott Weiland microphone from the Family Values Tour at the Tacoma Dome.
How did you get the microphone?
He threw it out in the crowd, and this guy had it, and there was probably about a dozen people trying to get it from him. And somebody was like, oh, man, he's got it. And I just jokingly said, yeah, but not for long. And I ended up getting my hands on it, and we're, like, spinning around in a circle. And, like, the original guy that had it was like, hey, man, help me get this from this guy to one of his buddies. And I'm like, oh, it's like 2-on-1 now, huh? And I was like, well, anything goes now. And I actually had both my hands on it. I lost it with one hand. And when I grabbed back a hold with my right hand, I made sure that my thumb went in between one of the guy's knuckles, and they let go. And then I ended up, like, fully getting it, and I just boned. I was with, like, four girls at the Tacoma Dome, and I was like, I'll wait for them by the clock tower out in front of the dome, you know? I ran into my friend's brother, who got kicked out before Stone Temple Pilots even came on for trying to smoke weed or something. And I was like, he's like, man, I got kicked out before Stone Temple Pilots even came on. I'm like, well, this is going to piss you off. Then I pulled it out, and there's a little sticker that says Scott 2 on it. He's like, Scott? Scott Weiland? He's like, how in the hell did you get that?
That's insane.
One of my buddies had brought his sons. He's like, dude, that thing went right over my head when he threw it out.
Wow, that's crazy, man. Yeah, I would definitely keep that on display as well. And I love how descriptive you were with your knuckles. Did that get you excited, Taryn, that you could, like, maybe gnaw on those knuckles?
He sounds like he has very strong, sturdy knuckles.
Very strong knuckles. Yes.
Thanks, Hoagie.
We're looking at some of the text messages. One person said, my wife and I, we hit some hard times about 5 years ago. Foreclosure, maxing out credit cards, etc. Yep, got a scratch ticket and won $500,000. It was a game changer. We spent most of it to fix our debt. We took our first vacation in over 20 years. That being said, those tough times really hammered home how blessed I am to have my wife. She was by my side through all of it. Love you, Hannah.
Oh, I love that.
That's awesome.
That is way cool.
Not the foreclosure part.
No, that's a big deal. I mean, I've had those times where you've been in bad financial shape or whatever, and it takes a while to build back stuff. And then I remember getting my, like, credit score when it finally was like I'd been working so hard to get a good credit score.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I was like, hell yeah, we're back, baby.
It's time to spend more
money.
For
a while, they were like, we can't lend you any money.
I like this text also at 206-803-ROCK. When I hit 40, it hit me like a ton of bricks. I had a crappy job, crappy wife, crappy friends. So I said, screw it. quit my job, got divorced, left Portland, moved to Edmonds. Well, yeah, once you leave Portland, things get better.
I mean, when you're having an Edmonds kind of day every day.
So I'm now 46. I make six figures a year with a job that I love. And this summer, I'm marrying my soulmate. I also found a great group of friends, which is how I met my wife. I love the new show, by the way.
Hey, thanks.
That's
we love you.
That's the best part about all of this.
Yes. That's how you turn your life around. You turn on the Daily Migs Show.
Somebody texted and saying, Migs, this one's for you. I'm learning how to play hockey. I'm 38 years old, started getting into hockey because of how much you guys talk about the Kraken. Last year's playoff run hooked me. I think it hooked a lot of people, that playoff run. A lot of people became like, pretty much, I think that was the moment they became lifelong hockey fans and Kraken fans. Took learn to skate classes, and now I'm on a beginner team, and it's been the most fun that I've ever had. Crazy how 3 years ago I didn't even know what offside or icing was, and now I'm a hardcore fan.
That's awesome. I love to hear that.
That is so cool for a lot of people that don't realize that. Like, obviously, you know, kids can learn how to play hockey, but there are a lot of places like Snow King does it. I know in Renton, and I'm sure, like, you know, all the other rinks. I'm sure that the Kraken Community Iceplex is doing it as well. They have learn to play programs for adults, which is cool because I think a lot of people become hockey fans and don't realize I could learn how to play this sport. And it's one of the most fun sports to play. You don't have to be great. Myself is a very good example of that. But like it's something that you could play for a very long time in your life, and you meet some of the absolute best people and have some of the best times doing it.
So I have a hockey question for you, Steve.
Okay.
So as a goalie, I know you don't have to do like as much skating as some of the other players, but are you a pretty great skater, or can you like kind of fake it because you're a goalie? I mean that with all due respect.
I'm okay as a skater when my goalie gear is on.
Ah.
You take my goalie gear off, it's like I've never skated in my entire life. It's just like that having those giant leg pads, like kind of, I think it's just a different balance. It's a different vibe. Also, goalie skates are a little bit different than player skates. And if I go skate around with my wife and my kid, we just rent the skates. I don't bring my goalie skates because they look like clown shoes if I'm wearing them without my goalie gear.
So do you, like, if you fall in the gear, Does it protect you pretty well?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
100%. Not so much if you fall on your ass, because there's really not much padding on the butt.
No, well, I'm looking at your butt. You don't have much padding to begin with, so it probably really hurts.
It's a rough morning, I tell you. I thought I was going to have a good Friday, and here we are, the knuckle nibbler over here, talking about my ass.
Looking at your thin booty. No, I'm not actually looking. I promise I'm not looking.
I was.
Were you looking?
Oh, yeah.
Is it thin or is it thick with two C's?
It's pretty thin.
Are you skipping squats, Steve? What's going on?
It's an upper body business. Worry about some squats. Squat this.
What is your least favorite of the gym exercises?
Squats.
Squats, that's the one.
The Daily Migs Show.